Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Lamed Hey, two lines from the top of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, the Mishnah taught on Daf Lamed Daf Lamed Bey is, Ein Almanin Nefras Menichsi Yisayim, Ela B'Shvua, but the Chum didn't allow Almanis to make a Shvua, and this caused that they wouldn't be able to collect their Ksubais, and Rav Gamliel HaZakin was Mesakin, that the Yisayim should require that the Almanin make a difficult Nedah, and for example, she would say, if I received any part of my Ksuba, I should be asked to eat Mizainis, and once she would make a Nedah, she would be able to collect her Ksuba, as although there was a Chshash, that they would make a shvur sheka, and as we will see today, that Almana has a basis in order to be Mayer Heta, but Rav Gamliel HaZakin felt that even though the Chum didn't want her to make a shvur, as that is a major issa of Leisisha Shema Shav, and could have great unction, however, Ned is not as Chumar, as she will only be over Layachar Devarai, and Rav Gamliel HaZakin felt that even if she'll be over her Nedah, that will not be as stringent, and it won't be such a great einish to the woman. And keep in mind that Lefizeh, that even after the Takana of Rav Gamliel, it could be that the same amount of women would be Mayer Heta and make a false Nedah to collect Shalai Kedin, but it wasn't such a great einish. And the Yerushalmi actually brings two reasons why a Nedah was different. The first reason is as we just explained, and the second reason is because women felt that a Nedah is more Chamer than a Shvur, and therefore even though they would be Mayer Heta B'Negeya Shvur, they would not necessarily be Mayer Heta. And the Meiri explains because when a woman is Oiv on a Shvur, she's Oiv at that moment when she actually swears falsely. However, B'negeya Nedar, if for example she said that if I actually took any part of my Ksuba, then I should not be able to eat Mezainis, then every single time that she'll eat Mezainis, she will be Oiv on this Nedar, and therefore she takes that much more seriously. And Rashi at the top of Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph in Dibur Maschil, K'mishin Ishbet Be'emes says, D'ashe Gergesi, U'me Pnei She'inish Shvur Meruba Nimnom Lashbiyah, and therefore we see that Rashi is saying, like the first pshat that we explained, and Taisus in Dima Maschil de Maria Hatera also says Ol Kachdim Nolam Lashpia Shoyin Shvur Mruba El Bat Dorad Leicham Ekul Hai Ayin Sham. And our Gemara begins Nimnum Lashpia that the Chum said that a woman should not make a Shvur. And the Gemara asks my timer, what is the reason the Chum said that a woman should not make a Shvur? And the Gemara explains Ilayim Mishum de Rav Kana. If you're going to say it's because of the story that happened by Rav Kana, as the Amr Rav Kana, Rav Kana stated Va'amrilon. Some say Amr Rav Yehuda Rav that Rav Yehuda said this in the name of Rav. Ma'isa Ba'adam Echad B'shnei Betzeris. There was a story with a person that was during a hunger, Shehifka Dina Zav Eitzel Almana, that he was mafkid a Dina Zav by an Almana, but he chas b'kad shel kemach, and in order to hide it, she placed it in a container of flour, v'afasa v'pas, and not realizing it, she baked it into a bread, and usinas v'lani, and she gave that bread to an ani, liyalim bo baladino, and later on, the baladino came back and asked for his Dina Zav, v'amala, and he said to her, havli dinri, give me my Dina, amalei, and she said to him, yahana sama mavis be'echim b'deh shal eisi isha, and she made a shvur that if I had any hanah from your dina, then one of my children should die. And even though the Gemara doesn't state that she said it's b'loshin shvur, but the Taisrid says pirish nishba ba'ala v'skira b'shem o'echa min ha'kanuyin ela shekitzel shayne, that the Gemara doesn't say the exact loshin that she actually stated. And Amri, when they said that the end of the story was that within a few days her child died, and when Chacham heard the terrible tragedy that occurred to her based on the fact that she swore falsely, Amru, therefore they said, Ma Mishanidba Be'emeskach, that if such a terrible tragedy and Einish will happen to someone that swore truthfully, Hanish Bal Sheka, Alach Kamakama, so certainly someone that swears falsely, a terrible Einish will occur to them, and it will occur very quickly. And the Gemara asks, My time of Yansha, Lemaisa, why'd she receive any Einish if she didn't swear falsely, as she didn't really have any Hanah from this Dina Zav, as she gave it away to this Ani? And the Gemara explains, the Shtashla Makabdina, and she saved herself the amount of dough that would have taken to fill up the area where this Dina Zav was. And as Rashi says, if the Dina wasn't there, and she would have had to add more dough for this loaf of bread, and therefore she did receive some sort of hana, and therefore she actually swore falsely. And the Gemara now asks that L'chayr the Chacham said, Ma mi shenishba be'emes kach, if L'chayr over here, she actually swore falsely, and therefore the Gemara asks, Umay mi shenishba be'emes, why does the Gemara state that she swore truthfully if she actually lied? And the Gemara responds, In chenami, she didn't swear completely truthfully, but the Rabbanan meant commissionish be'emes, that it was as if she swore truthfully, as in her mind she actually thought that she didn't have any anah from this Dina Zav. And the Gemara continues, Imishum ha, my iri almana afil grusha nami, if you're going to tell me that the reason why the Rabbanan said that a woman should not make a shvua in order to collect a ksuba is because of the terrible incident that will occur if someone lies by making a shvua, so l'chayr, why would this only be relevant to an almana that makes a shvua l'sheka? This should also be relevant to a grusha that has to make a shvua. And even though in order to collect a ksuba, a grusha generally doesn't have to make a shvua, however, there are multiple cases where a grusha has to make a shvua, and why is it that our Mishnah stated that the only time that we made this takana and we said that a woman should not make a shvua is only by an in Almona, they had to make a Shvua and not by a Grusha. And even if you're going to want to tell me that in a Chinami, even a Grusha should not make a Shvua, but Alama Amar Abzir Amar Shmuel, but Abzir Tor, the name of Shmuel, Leishanu El Almona, that the only time that we said that a woman should not make a Shvua in order to collect a Ksuba was Benegay Almona, Avagusha Mashbina Isa, but Benegay Agusha, there was never such a Takana, and she's allowed to make a Shvua. And the Gemara explains that the Chilut between Almona and Agusha is as follows. Almona Shiny, Almona is different, since Almona is going to be involved in taking care of her husband's children after he dies, therefore she can be Meir Heta and say that even though I receive some part of my ksuba or the entire ksuba, that Lemaisa I work very hard to take care of his children, and therefore I'm entitled to that money, and therefore Rabbanu Mechayshish Benegay Almona, she will swear falsely in order to collect her ksuba once again. However, Grusha, who does not feel that she's doing anything for her husband since they're divorced, therefore she won't be Meir Heta, even if she's taking care of her children, and she won't be Meir Heta that she had a right to any money that she previously took for Ksuba, and therefore she won't swear falsely. And keep in mind that L'chaira, even at the end of the Gemara, we still need the story about this woman who made a Shvua and her children died in order to show the Chumra of a Shvua, that people's children will die and they'll die quickly, in order to contrast this to the din of a Neder, as L'maisa, Rav Gamliel was misakin, that ultimately a woman should make a Neder, even though they will potentially be able to be Meir Heta in the same manner, and this works out very well according to Rashi and according to Taisus. However, according to the Yushalmi second shot that we brought before, then L'chaira, this story about this woman is not necessarily relevant according to the Maskanas HaGemara, and according to the Yushalmi, it makes more sense the beginning of the Gemara, as the beginning of the Gemara stated, "My taima ilemi mishum kavkana," and it's mashma that this story was only necessary and was only potential to explain the din of Shvua at the beginning of the Gemara. But l'fi the Maskana, we don't need this story necessarily to explain the difference between an almana making a Shvua or an almana who makes a neder. And before we continue, Taisus points out in the Maskel Loya Hayom Watin Vin Taima My Taima Yancha L'maisa, why should we receive an einish? But l'maisa, the Gemara Masechet Shvua brings down a story, Ha'adam Shvua Prat La'onus, that someone that's an einish doesn't receive any einish. K'dar Kana Rav Asi D'mah Mishtab Hachi Om Rav, that one of them said that I swear this is what Rav said. U'mah Mishtab Hachi Om Rav, and one of them said that I swear this is what Rav said. V'chiyosel Kamed Rav Om Kachabinau, and when he came in front of Rav and he said like one of them, Om Alei Idach to other said V'no B'shikri Shtaboi, did I swear falsely? V'Om Alei, and Rav said At Libcha Nasko, that you are an einish. V'lek L'meim, and Taisa says we can't explain the Lamei Krahosam El Mifta Mekarbin Aval Einish Ika, that you can't say that over there was only saying that you put of him carbon, but it was still going to be an einish, and therefore Taisa said the end of the Taisa says V'Yishleima the Hachigav Bekodin Havlo Lizar Yisel Lishamri Hatev, that over here B'negei Bekodin, this woman should have been much more careful to guard it better. V'Havlo Lasukei Daita Shetavlo De Shvua, and she should have thought to herself that at some point she would have to make a Shvua, and therefore she received an einish. And Ritva explains that it was a tzad pshi over here, as she hid it in flour, and she should have hid it better. And the Mefarshim discussed that why does the Gemara say there was a story that was during a famine, and what shaychus does that have to our Gemara? And some are not goyos towards b'shnei b'tzeris. However, Ayin and Ben Yada, and the Rashba actually says that we see from this Gemara that even if someone makes a Shvua on something which is less than a sharaputa, that it would be chal, and that would work out very well, that this was not during b'shnei b'tzeris. However, if it was during b'shnei b'tzeris, then maybe the Rashba doesn't have this raya, as l'maisa could be that that small area was worth at least a puta, and that's why the Shvua was chal. And possibly, l'fi Ritva, it makes sense why the Gemara is goyos b'shnei b'tzeris, because it's telling us that that was why it was a tzad pshia, as you shouldn't hide a coin in flour during a famine, as ultimately during a famine, someone will definitely want to steal flour, and therefore it's not a very good hiding spot, and that's why the Ritva says that it was a tzad pshia by hiding it in flour. And once again, Ayin and Taisus Dibel Maskel de Meir Hatera L'kachdim Noam L'ashpia, and this is the reason why the Chum said that a woman should not make a Shvua, she'ein Shvua Meruba, because the einish of a Shvua is very extreme, Elabad Dara D'loi Chomer Kulai, and therefore they said that you should make a Neda because that's not as Chomer, and that is like the first Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And Ayin and Rashi Dibel Maskel Aski L'Ruya Hatera B'dava Mu'at, since she only took part of a Ksuba, U'sfua she'ein Purein Lo Shabbishat Tarcha Naglasai, and it's Mashma Rashi that if she would take the entire Ksuba over there, she wouldn't necessarily be Meir Heta, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Om Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aba, Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aba, Rav Shmuel, the Amri Tabayo, that both Rav Shmuel agreed to the following din, that Leishanu Elo Bezin, that the only time that we said that she can't make a Shvua is only if she's making that Shvua in Bezin, have a Chutzal Bezin, Mashmina Isa, but if she wants to make a Shvua outside of Bezin, that would be fine, and then she could take a Ksuba, and there was never such a Takana. And Rashi explains, what is the Chilut between Chutzal Bezin and in Bezin? She Shvuas Hadiyam Shaltari, that if you make a Shvua in Bezin, that will be a derisa, and you actually take a Sefer Torah or Dav Choshev in your hands, Oy Tefillin, or Mashbir or B'Shem or B'Kinui, and you make the Shvua using the name of Hashem or a Kinui of the name of Hashem, K'deshchem B'Avram, as we find B'Avram, Sim Liyotcha Tachas Yurechi, B'Ashpicha B'Hashem, and therefore he actually held on to the Makam Mila, which was the Makam Choshev, and he also used the Shem Hashem, V'Oin Shem Ruba, and the Oinish is therefore so great. However, B'Chutzal Bezin, Shvua Drabbanon, B'Kilos Arav, L'Nokad Midi, V'Ein Oin Shem Kolkach, outside of Bezin, a Shvua is only Drabbanon, and it's only B'Kilos Arav, and you don't hold on to a Dava Choshev, and therefore the Oinish isn't as great. And once again, this works out very well according to the first Pshat of the Yerushalmi, and according to the way we understood that Rashi and Tesis learn our Sugya, as Rav and Shmuel are saying that just like Rav Gamliel made a Takana, that you can make a Neder because the Oinish is not as Chomer, therefore Rav Gamliel's Takana also includes that you can make a Shvua outside of Bezin, as even if the Amana would be Meir Heta, but the Oinish is not as Chomer. But according to the second idea that's brought in the Yerushalmi, then L'Chaira, why should it be a Chilut between the Shvua that's done in Bezin or a Shvua that's done outside of Bezin? And the Gemara continues that how does Rabbi Huda say over in the name of Rabbi Yemin Ba'aba, Rav holds that she can make a Shvua outside of Bezin, but the Gemara asks, Eini, but Rav le magbi ksuba la'amalta, that we know that Rav did not collect a ksuba for an almana, and he didn't say that this almana could make a Shvua outside of Bezin. And the Gemara says, Kasha, that in the Konami this is difficult. However, the Gemara continued, Besura Masan Hachi, that this was the version of the Gemara that we learned in Surah, and it was Rabbi Huda, the name of Rabbi Yemin Ba'aba, that said over that both Rav and Shmuel agrees to this idea. However, in Ador they had a different version, and this question would not be shver, as Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, the version was that Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel himself and not in the name of Rav, that Leishano El Bezdin, that the only time that we said that we can't make a Shvua is only when the Almana will make a Shvua in Bezdin because the Inish is so great. Avachutzal Bezdin Mashpina Isa, but outside of Bezdin she could make a Shvua. And for Rav, and Rav argues in that, and he says Afiluchutzal Bezdin Ami in Mashpina Isa, that even outside of Bezdin we don't allow an Almana to make a Shvua. And Lefidus this version, Rav Tamei, that Rav is going according to his shita, the Rav le magbi ksuva la malta, that a Rav was not going for ksuva for an almana, and he didn't even allow her to make a shvua outside of Bezin. And the Gemara asks, according to Rav, that in Chanami he's correct, he didn't allow her to make a shvua not in Bezin, not outside of Bezin. But the Maisa, we have the Hakana Rav Gamliel that stated that a woman can make a neder, and therefore v'la adru v'ligbe, why didn't Rav allow her to make a neder and then let her collect her ksuva? And the Gemara answers, b'shnei de Rav kili nidri, during the years that Rav was around, the nedarim also became very kal, and therefore he was choshish that every woman would be lying, and he didn't allow them to make a neder either. And therefore, if Yisraelim came to Bezin and said that they don't want to pay the ksuba to their husband's wife, they would not have to do so, as Almana had no etzah, she couldn't make a shvua in Bezin or out of Bezin. And during the times of Rav, he wouldn't allow her to make a neder either. And I entice the deal of Masal Leishanu al Bezin that he argues in Rashi as to the difference between a shvua deraisa and a shvua derabbanon, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Ahida say the kamei Rav Huna, there was Almana that came to Rav Huna to collect a ksuba. Amalah, and Rav Huna, who was a Talmud of Rav, said to her, what could I do for you? The Rav le magbi ksuba la malta, that Rav was not gave a ksuba for an almana, because you can't make a shvua in Bezin or out of Bezin, and you can't make an edda either. Amalah, she said to him, midu taima el dilma nekitna midu miksubasi, that the only reason why I can't collect my ksuba is because you chayshish that maybe I took part of my ksuba, or I already collected my entire ksuba, chaya shem tzavakis im nanisi miksubasi klum, I make a shvua that I never had enough for my ksuba, I didn't even receive a partial payment for my ksuba. So Rav Huna stated, even though a woman is not like make a shvua, but even Rav agrees that once a woman jumps in and makes a shvua without being asked, then certainly that shvua works and she can now collect her ksuba. And the Gemara continues, there was an Amana who came in front of Rav Bar Huna and she wanted to collect a ksuba, and Amalah, so Rav, the son of Rav Huna, who is the Talmud of Rav, said, what should I do for you? First of all, my father's Rebbe Rav would not allow an Amana to collect a ksuba, as she couldn't make a shvua and she couldn't make a neda. Bab Murray and my father, my Rebbe, referring to Rav Huna, loy magbi ksuba l'amalta, would also not be goyva ksuba for an almana, as he passed like his Rebbe Rav. So Amrilai, she said to him, havli mizaini, at least if I can't get my ksuba, so at least let my husband's estate continue to support me, as the Tanai ksuba says that my husband promised to support me as long as I remain almana. And Amrilai, so Rav Bar Huna responded, mizaini nami leslech, that you don't receive mizainis either, dar Rabbi Huda Mishmuel, based on the psak of Rabbi Huda, name of Shmuel, have the vask subasa bezin, that if a woman comes and is tevei her ksuba and requests payment for a ksuba in bezin in la mizainis, she doesn't receive mizainis any longer. And as Rashi says, this is based on the fact that the actual tanai ksuba says kol yimei mega amalasik bebesi, that the entire time they remain almana in my house, as mashma she almana b'shvul kvaydei, that the only time that she receives mizainis is she remains almana because of the respect that she has for her original husband. But once a woman asks for a ksuba, so therefore it's shows that she's not remaining almana based on her husband, and she actually has intent to go and get remarried, and therefore she loses out her mezainis as well. And in this case, she was kerech mikan to kerech mikan. She couldn't collect her ksuba, and she also lost out on her mezainis. And Amrulei, so she said to Rabbi Rav Huna, Avchu lekursei, she felt this is not a proper result, and therefore she cursed Rabbi Rav Huna, and she said that your chair should be turned over, meaning that you should receive an einish, as kibay trei, obviously, that you're going lechumra, and you're going according to two different shittas, you're passing like Rav that I don't receive my ksuba, and you're also passing like Shmuel that I won't receive my mezainis. And the ma'isa, based on the fact that she cursed Rabbi Rav Huna, so the Talmidim of Rabbi Rav Huna, Avchu lekursei v'tirtzu, they turned over his chair, and they made it straight again, in order to show that his curse was fulfilled. And Rafilu Hachi, and even though they did this, Le'ifrik Mechulsha, Lemaisa, Rabbi Rav Huna became sick and became weak. And Lemaisa, based on the fact that these results weren't that great for women, so Amalei Rav Huda, Rabbi Yemir Bira, so Rabbi Yehuda stated to Rabbi Yemir Bira that if an almana comes in order to collect her ksuba, then Adre Bezin, either let her make a neder in Bezin, or Vashbah Chutzal Bezin, or let her make a shua outside of Bezin, and both results will be fine, as I don't want to pass in like Rav, I want to allow her to make a neder or make a shua Chutzal Bezin, Velase Kala, Velipo Ba'unne, and I want to make sure that there's a call that goes out that tells Amonis that you should know you're going to receive your ksuba, and it should even come back to me, and I should be able to hear that this is the way we're passing in Bezin, to be in a keicha de ever be meisa, and I want to make sure that people start passing like Shmuel, that you let him make a neder, or you let him make a shvua chutzal Bezin, and therefore the Amonis will be able to receive a ksuba, and as Rashi says, that since we found that Rav Huna, as well as his Bezin and Rabbi Rav Huna, were not allowing Amonis to receive the ksuba, and Rabbi Yehuda wanted to remedy that and make sure that Almana would be able to receive a ksuba. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned before, Amr Abzira, Amr Shmuel. Rav Zera said in the name of Shmuel, Leishanu El Almana, Avagush Mashpinaisa. And even though we said that Almana will be Meir Heta, and therefore she can't make a shvua, however, a Grusha can make a shvua, as she won't be able to be Meir Heta. And it's Muchach that according to Shmuel, by a Grusha, she could only make a shvua in order to collect her ksuba, and the Takana of Gamliel doesn't apply, and therefore she would not be able to make a Neda, and if she only makes a Neda, she would not be able to collect her ksuba. And the Gemara asked, "Begrusha da Adre Loi, are you telling me that Grusha cannot make a neder?" Vashalchu mitam, but it was a story that they sent a letter from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. And Rashi explains, "Ha'ishu mi Bavel haisa." The woman was from Bavel. V'halchihu by Eretz Yisrael, and she and her husband went to Eretz Yisrael. V'garsha sham, and her husband divorced her there. V'tavasa ksuba asa, and she was tavei her ksuba. V'asla psakdin al nechasu shev Bavel. And since the only way that she was able to collect for her ksuba was by being goyver from the assets that were in Bavel, therefore the Bezner Yisrael wrote a psak and they sent it to Bavel. And the letter stated as follows, Ich plenisa bas pleni, this woman, kabilis gita min yada da acha ba'adaya, she was mekabel get from the hands of her husband acha ba'adaya, the miskaria ayamari, he was also called ayamari, v'nadat fasat perish ba'ilam Allah, and the reason why we're allowing her to accept and to receive her ksuba is because she made a neda and she asked all the peers of the world on her, the like kabilis b'ksubasa, el glufkara echa v'sevetilam echa v'sefet iuv, umamshalas bluyim, and the condition for the neda b'chal is that she said that I didn't accept anything for my ksuba, aside for a partial payment of my ksuba, which consisted of a wool coat or jacket, a sefer tehillim, a sefer iyov, and a sefer mishli that was worn out. We explained our Gemara, like Rashi says, v'nederes v'yiseres kol perish shabailim Allah, that she made a neda and she asked all the peers of the world on her in kibbul miksubasa if she was mekabel more than the following from a ksuba. And Ayin Tesis, who is not curious to words, kol perish shabailim, and he's only curious like we have, v'nederes v'yiseres perish shabailim Allah. And we continue on that Daflam Heon Beis Bishamnu Mechamisha Mana, and the letter continued that we evaluated that the value of all these things was 5 mana, and therefore she still owed the rest of her ksuba, and you should make sure that she could go and take it from the assets of her husband in Bavel. And therefore, when she comes to you in Bavel, you should make sure that she collect the remainder of her ksuba. And the Gemara therefore asks, how can you say that Shmuel says that a grusha can make a shvua and therefore cannot make a neda? If it's buchach from this story that a grusha did make a neda and was not required to specifically make a shvua. And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Ashi, Yahu get yab min hava, eina chenami, by regular grusha, she could only make a shvua and she cannot make a neda. And this case was not talking about a grusha, it was actually talking about a woman who was almana. And Rashi explains that Reuven was married to to Rachel and they didn't have children and Reuven died. Now Rachel became an almana and she was a Shemeres Yavam and her husband had multiple brothers and his brother Acha Ba'adoya decided to give her a get and this way she became Asa to go and do Yibum with any of the other brothers and afterwards she would have to have Chalitza and once her brother-in-law did Chalitza to her then she was able to be Goyva Haksuba from the Nechasim of her original husband. And Maisa, when collecting from her original husband she was collecting it as an almana and of course in that case she would be Moyer Heta and therefore we don't allow her to make a Shvua and that is why in that case she specifically made a neder. And in the top Taisis on the Amid, Taisis Diva Maskel get Yabinava, Taisis Yasin Rashi, Vikosha, Lehilam Laska get, Le Nidnik Subaluk Vice, Asher Tachlats, Vahilam Lichtav Shechotza. Lefi Rashi, why does the Gemara say that he gave her a get? If Lemaisa, the main point is that once she had Chalitza from this brother in law, she was able to go and collect a Ksuba from her husband's estate. And Lechayr, why did the letter have to say that she actually received a get? And Vahimari, get Yabman, who Lachish Yabman, Gershay Yabam, Viksubasa, Lichtav Baila Rishain, that what really happened was that this brother in law actually did Yibim Tar, and after they did Yibim, he gave her a get. And the din is that after the brother in law who did Yibim Tar gives a get, he received a ksuba from her original husband's nechasim, and that's why she had to make a neder and not a shvua, as in this case, she's actually collecting on her ksuba based on a prior status as an almana, and as Taz says, Umayr Eteira, Mishun de Kotacha Kamei Achiv, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Hiskim Rabdunli Azakin Shetain Nederis, Rabdunli Azakin Meyatakana, that although an almana cannot make a shvua, but almana can make a neder. So Rav Huna stated, Leishano el Bishleinises, the only time Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken made his takana is only if she came to collect her ksuba prior to getting remarried, and therefore we let her make a neder, Avon Nises, but if she got remarried and now she comes to collect her ksuba, E Madir Naisa, we would not allow her to make a neder in order to collect her ksuba. And the Gemara explains, Nises, my time aloi, why is it that once she's married, she cannot make a neder to Mefil Abal, because Bechashish, that maybe she's lying, and she knows that once she collects a ksuba, her husband will be made for her neder on that day, and therefore we can't trust this neder. The Gemara asks Rav Huna, "Kalei nisis nami lichemintzba meifel abal l'chayr." Even if she did not yet get remarried, how can we trust her neder if once she gets married, she knows that her husband will be made for this neder, and therefore Rav Huna should say that a woman who's almana should not be able to make a neder in order to collect a ksuba because we should be chayish that maybe she's lying. And the Gemara answers, "In abal meifel bekayimin," that since we have a halacha that a husband cannot be made for the nedarim of his wife that she made prior to getting married, and therefore we aren't concerned that maybe she actually made a neder l'sheka, thinking that her husband will be made for her neder once she gets married, as of course he won't have the opportunity to do so. The Gemara continues in Eser Rav Huna, "V'neichesh dilma ozel l'gabi chacham v'sharila," to let us be chayshish that maybe if she makes a neder even before she gets remarried, that maybe she'll be able to go to chacham, and the chacham will be matter a neder, and we should be chayshish that she will make a neder falsely. And the Gemara answers, "Kasava tzarech l'faris a neder." Rav Huna holds, like the shita that we have in a moment from our papa, that when a person goes to be matter neder, he has to actually say out the exact neder that he made, and if he leaves out any details, then the Hataras and Darim would actually not work. And therefore, Rav Huna holds, as long as she made this neder prior to getting married, we don't want to be chayshish that she'll be able to go to Chacham be matan neder, because if she goes to the Chacham and she tells him that the reason why he made this neder was in order to collect my ksuba, so the Chacham will realize that he can't be matan this neder. And we explained that the Gemara's question of v'neichesh dilma ozel l'gabi Chacham v'sharila is a question on Rav Huna, and Ayin and Taisa Diva Maschal leichesh dilma ozel l'gabi Chacham v'sharila, how he explains why this question is not a question directly on Takana Rav Gamliel, that how could Rav Gamliel make a takana that a woman can make a neder if l'chayr we should have the same chash that maybe she'll be able to go to her chacham and be mat to her neder. And of course the Gemara's teretz would be the same, but why is it that the Gemara's question is only on Rav Huna and not necessarily on the Takana Rav Gamliel, Ayin and Taisis? And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman Omer, Rav Nachman argues on Rav Huna, and he says, "Afilu nisays," that a woman who's almana could even make a neder after she was already remarried. And the Gemara asks, "Nisays vadim meifel amal l'chayr," once she's married, her husband surely will be able to made for her neder, and how can we trust her neder? And the Gemara answers, the Madrin Labirabim, when we make this almana make a neder, we actually require that she makes the neder in front of 10 people, and therefore, since she made the neder in front of a rabbim, and Rav Nachman holds that neder shehud b'rabim in lefara, that if a neder is made in front of 10 people and in front of a rabbim, her husband cannot be made for that neder. And keep in mind, Alefir Rav Huna, that says, Leishana el b'shlein nises, alba nises e madir nisa, and we don't allow an almana to make a neder once she gets remarried, and that's because her husband could be made for a neder. But l'chayr, why Rav Huna also say, like Rav Nachman, that he could be neider her b'rabim, and then her husband will not be made for her neder? And the teretz is, Rav Huna holds that her husband can't be made for the neder of his wife, even if she made the neder b'rabim. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rav Huna, Mesvei, I'll ask you a question from the following braisa, Nisei's Gevik Subasa im Nodra, that if a woman gets remarried, she could still collect her ksuba as long as she made a neder based on the takana of Rav Gamliel. And the Gemara asks, my lab, Nodra Hashta, that's mashma that she made made a neder if she got remarried, and l'chayr according to Rav Huna, by making a neder if she gets married, that doesn't prove anything because her husband could be made for the neder. And the Gemara answers, loy, it's not a question for this brisa. The neder made her. What the brisa means is, even if she got remarried, as long as she made a neder before she got remarried, therefore she could be goyva ksuba. And the Gemara now asks, but Tanya, but we learned to the brisa, nisseis nederes for goyva ksubasa, that even if Almana gets remarried, she could go and make a neder at this point, and then she'd be goyva ksuba. And clearly this brisa is against Rav Huna, as clearly we're allowing this Almana to make a neder after she got remarried. And the Gemara answers Tanayi that in Chinami, according to Rav Huna, he's only going according to one shita of Tanayim, as we have a machlekes between Tanayim in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Hei Beis, the Ikal Manda Oma, neder should be Rabim Yesh Lafara, as Rav Huna holds like the Manda Oma, that if there's a neder that was made in front of a Rabim, that the husband can still be made for that neder, and that's why he says that once you get married, the woman is not believed by making a neder, the Ikal Manda Oma, in Lafara, and there's another Manda Oma over there that holds that a neder should be Rabim, there was no did about Farah, and the Brisa that states, this says that even if she gets remarried, Nideris Vigoyvik Subasa, that this woman can make a neder and be Goyvik Suba, that's because it's going by a neder should be Rabim, and it's going according to that Mandama that holds that at the point that she makes a neder in front of Rabim, then her husband cannot be made for her neder any longer. That's why, even though this Almana got remarried, she still believed to make a neder and she could collect her Ksuba. The Pashas, it would seem, that Rabbi Nachman holds that Filo Nisei says that even if the woman got remarried, that she could still make a neder, that's because her husband cannot be made for her neder because it was in neder should be Rabim. Mechayr would seem that Rabbi Nachman is dafka going like the Manda Oma and Daf Mem Heim Beis that holds that neder should be Rabim in Lo Yafara. However, according to Manda Oma, neder should be Rabim Yesh La Yafara, even Rabbi Nachman would agree that Yilchayr, this woman would not be believed once she's married. However, as we'll see in a moment, that is not necessarily true. As the Gemara will come out, that Rabbi Nachman could even be going like the Tana that holds neder should be Rabim Yesh La Yafara, and this is clearly the way Taisus learns our sugya. However, Ayin Rashi do a maskal Tanoi that Ikal Manda Oma Yesh La Yafara. And it's mashmur that Lefi Rashi, according to this mandama, he must hold, like the Shita Rav Huna, that once an almana gets remarried, she cannot make a neder and she cannot collect a ksuba. And the Gemara continues, we just said beforehand that Rav Huna holds that if someone makes a neder, they want to be matter a neder in front of a chacham, they have to be mafar to neder. And the Gemara now brings down this actual shayla. We have the following shayla. When a person wants to be matter a neder in front of a chacham, does he have to specify exactly what his neder is, or does he not have to do so? Rav Nachman Omer in Tzarech, Rav Nachman holds he doesn't have to specify the exact neder, and Rav Papa Omer Tzarech, Rav Papa says that he has to specify the exact neder. And the Gemara explains, Rav Nachman Omer in Tzarech, Rav Nachman says he doesn't have to specify the Amr Tzarech, as if you're going to say he has to specify the exact neder, Zimna the Geisel the Gemurei, there could become a problem, as someone may not say the entire neder, and the Chacham will be matter the neder, the Chacham might have Shama Mefa, and the Chacham will only be matter the neder based on what he heard, and therefore it won't be considered a valid afara, because even though it may not have an afkamina as to what the outcome would be, as the chacham may have been matter the neder in any case. However, Rav Nachman holds that if you have to be mefarat the neder, and if you leave out any details, then that taras nedarim will not actually work and will not be valid. However, Rav Papa Amatzarech Mishum Milsid Yisura, Rav Papa says that you have to actually be mefarat the neder because he wants to make sure that there's no reason why the chacham will not be matter the neder, as maybe the person made this neder based on an issa, and potentially by the chacham being matter the neder, it will cause this person to be over an issa. And Rashi explains Mishum Yisura Shem Al Dva Issa Nodra, maybe she made the Issa based on a Dva Issa, Kogoyin Al Giba Ksuba, for example, that she wants to collect Ksuba, and really she's lying, and she'll be over on the Issa of Gzela, or Kogoyin Yaisra Lai, called Perish Ba'ilam, Im Ever, a Veir Plainness, or in a scenario where someone said that all Perish of the world should be Issa to me if I'll be over on this Avera, or Bola Hathas Nidre Stam, and he comes to me Matan Neda without telling the Chacham the actual details of the Neda, writes a Lava Avera, and the reason why he wants to be Matan Neda is because he wants to be over the Avera, or this woman was Gaiva Ksuba Shalaikadin, and she wants to now be able to eat from Kol Peiris Ha'ilam. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question on Rav Nachman from Mishnah Masechtas Becharis on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis. And keep in mind that Taisus points out that really the Gemara could have asked a question on Rav Nachman from our Mishnah, that how could it be that Rav Nachman says that you don't have to be Mefarat your Neder? If so, then why does the Mishnah say that Gamliel was Mesakin, that a woman could actually make a Neder, and this way she could go and collect her Ksuba? If L'chayr, we should be Chayshish, that maybe she'll go to a Chacham and be Mata that Neder, and she won't be Mefarat neder, and therefore the chacham won't realize that she actually would made this neder in order to collect a ksuba, and potentially will be matar neder, and therefore she has no downside. And l'chayr l'fi Rav Nachman, how could it be that we allow any almana to make a neder and be goyva a ksuba if we should be chayshish that she'll go and be matar neder? And Taisus at the bottom of it in Dima Masal Tnan Hadnesi Noshim, he says who hadin the masal mifrach masis nacha. Really, we could have asked the same question from our Mishnah, and l'maisa Agamori asked this question from Mishnah Masechtas Becharis, as Tnan we learned in the Mishnah Hadnesi Nisin Nashim Bavira, if a Kohen married a woman who was asa to him, for example, a Grusha or a Zayna or a Chalala or Midrabbanon, even a Chalutza, a Pasal Achida Noah, then at least Midrabbanon, it's possible for him to do the Avodah until he makes a Neda not to have enough from these women, B'tani Allah, and the Brisa taught us, Noida Va'iva Yoyer Megarish, that this person could make a Neda even prior to doing the Avodah, and even if he doesn't actually go and divorce her at that point, but once he made a Neda and said, I won't have enough from her, then he could do the Avodah, then afterwards he comes down from doing the Avodah, and then he could divorce her. Be Amrit Ain Sark Lefaris and Neda, and Lechera, why don't we say that according to Rav Nachman, who says that you don't have to actually specify exactly what the Neda was, Lechish Duma Azal Gabi Chacham Visharli, we should have a chash that maybe this Kohen will go to the Chacham and actually be matter his Neda by not telling the Chacham that he made this Neda in order to be able to do the Avodah, and the Chacham will be matter this Neda, and of course, this loophole will allow this Kohen to do the Avodah Shalaikadin, as Lemaisa, he won't ever go and divorce his wife. And we continue on Daflam Vavam Dalv, and the Gemara answers, Demadrin Le Burabim, that according to Rav Nachman, the Kohen will actually make this Neda, and it will be done Burabim, and once a person makes a Neda Burabim, he can't be matter that Neda, therefore we don't have to worry that he'll go to a Bezin and be matter the Neda. And the Gemara says, that works out according to Mandam and the holds that if you make a Neda Barabim, the husband can't be made for the Neda and Bezdin can't be matter the Neda. But according to Mandam and it says that a husband could still be made for the Neda and a Bezdin could be matter the Neda, then how would this help us? How could we allow this Kohen to make a Neda and do the Avodah even prior to divorcing her if maybe after he does the Avodah, he will go to Bezdin to be matter the Neda? And since he doesn't have to be fired to Neda, so Bezdin will be matter the Neda and this Kohen will never actually divorce his wife. The Gemara answers that in a chanami, according to the Mandama that says that even if you make a neder rabim that's yesh le'afara and is yesh le'atara, madrin le'al das rabim, this kohen makes a neder not to have enough from his wife, he actually makes a neder al das rabim, and Bezin tells him, you should know this neder is being done not based on your intent, but based on the intent of others, and since there are other people's intent involved, so there will be no way for him to be matter this neder. And as the Gemara explains, the Amar Meima, because we learned, Hilchasa, the halacha is, afilu ma'da'ama neder should be rabim yesh le'afara, even according to Mandama the whole, that a neder should be rabim, there is a possibility for Afar Zedarim and Atar Zedarim. However, Neda, that's Adas Rabim, Ein Le'afara, there is no din of Afar Zedarim, and there is no din of Atar Zedarim. Keep in mind, at this point to the Gemara, Lefi Taisis, then when the Gemara beforehand, Adaf Lam and Heron Beis explained, Rav Nachman Amar Afilu Niseis, and this is Vadim Mefla Baal, and the Gemara answered, the Madrin Lo Barabim, the Gemara actually at this point has to say that it wasn't Madrin Lo Barabim, but it was Madrin Lo Adas Rabim, and that's why there was no possibility of Afar Zedarim, and there was no possibility of Atar Zedarim either. And the Gemara continues, Vadim Midl Dvarashus, that when did we say that neder should be rabim, there's no possibility of atar zedarim, that is only b'negeya dvarashus, al dvar mitzvah yesh la'afara. However, if someone is needed in order to do a mitzvah, and based on the neder, they would not be able to do a mitzvah, over there, there's a possibility to do atar zedarim, as the svara is that the whole rabim would be happy to be matter this neder, based on the fact that this would be the only way this person could perform a mitzvah. And the Gemara continues and gives an example of a dvar mitzvah, Yahu mekridatiki da adri rabachal das rabim, that there was a person who was a teacher of children. Rav Acham made him make a neder that he won't teach any children any further. And the neder was al das rabim, David Pasha Binuke. And the reason why he made this neder was because this Rebbe was not being careful with children. And Rashi says, that he was hitting these children more than necessary. And even though this neder was done, al das rabim, ahadri Ravina, Ravina still allowed them to be matan neder. And he allowed this person to continue teaching children, as they didn't find any other Rebbe that was as good as this person. And since it was with the Dvar Mitzvah, therefore they allowed Atar Zedarim, even though it was Hud al Das Rabim. And Lechir, based on the fact that the Gemara brought down this story, it's mashma that the only time that we would say L'Dvar Mitzvah is Mutah, if that Dvar Mitzvah is for Rabim, and it's not only for a Mitzvah of a Yachid, but Tzarech Bia. And the Rishonim discuss exactly what does it mean, Al Das Rabim, doesn't mean that you had two people, or did you do it Al Das more than two people, and it has to be Al Das at least three. And Rabbi Tam and Diva Maslav al Dvar Mitzvah Yesh Lefer, he states Al Das, Hainuk Sha'im Al Das Plainy, that it has to be done al das of a couple of people, and it doesn't have to be done in front of those people. Al das rabim stam lav klumu. But if you just say I'm doing it al das rabim, you don't mention actual people, that's not enough. Al das yochid af pishapar al daitai yochel chacham hater. And if you only make a neda al das one individual, even if you mefar that individual, this would not be a strong enough neda. Bezin can still be matter that neda. And just to wrap up and clarify 2 points. Number one, according to Rav Nachman, it would come out that there is no difference if an almana is married or if she's not married, as since Rav Nachman holds that in order to be matan neda, you don't have to be mefarat your neda, even though Rav Galil was misakin that almana can make a neda, but we still have to be chayshish that maybe she'll go and be matan that neda. So according to the Mandama, the neda should be rabim, in le'afara, she would have to actually make a neda and do a Tamud Barabim, and this way she can't be Mata Neda, and according to the Manda Omar, that Neda should Barabim Yeshla for her, so we'd have to say that the only way that a woman who's Almana can collect a Ksuba is only if she makes a Neda Al Das Rabim, and that way there won't be a possibility to have Atar Zadarim. And number two, Ayin and Tezid Dio Maskal Avanissis, A Madirin Aisah, that Lafir of Huna, once a woman gets remarried, she cannot make a Neda, with Tezid, that why couldn't she make a Neda if Lachira let her make a Neda Al Das Rabim, she then will not be able to be made for a Neda. And Ayin Tezid says that Benegay Nidra Ishtai and Benegay Dinam Afaris Adarim from a husband, there's no chil between a Neda Shehud Barabim and Neda Shehud Al Das Rabim. And just like Rav Huna holds Neda Shehud Barabim Yeshla Afara, he also holds that Neda Shadir Al Das Rabim is Yeshla Afara, and therefore it makes sense where Rav Huna holds that once a woman is married, she can no longer make a Neda, as she always will have the opportunity to have her husband be made for a Neda, and we will stop over here.